almost the end of another week. You know, Thursday at least points you in that right direction. I feel good about that.
It's a good day of the week. Mm-hmm. Thursday it is.
This month and last month have been long.
I know.
Have they?
Yeah, we got another week in this month.
I think I heard Sam say that earlier this week. He was like, man, it's only April. What?
Man, see, to me, it's flown. And I guess that's probably
perspectives.
Yeah, well, because when my dad passed in January, I think it's all been a blur to me. So it's like, wow, okay. It's already spring. How did that happen?
Right.
So,
yeah, Murphy half full, Sam. Well, you know.
Okay. Loser.
Half empty. Okay, anyway, listen, you know, we're coming out of pandemic life slowly, some more than others, but slowly but surely we're coming out of it. I got my second injection this week. My arm feels like it's going to fall off. It's so weak, but I'm still so excited.
Yeah, and me too. And you know what? I'm 3 days away from being what they call fully vaccinated.
Shout out.
The 2 weeks after your last shot.
Where are you going? Woo-woo!
No, I'm still going to be careful.
I'm joking. But I've enjoyed...
Well, do you plan to wear a mask? Because I know you should be fully like...
Yeah, but that's not about me. It's about other people. I think as long as masks, and again, everybody's got a different take on this, right? And that's okay.
Yeah.
But my take is I'm looking out for other people.
But if you're vaccinated, you're 90-something% not likely going to get it now. No, so,
or give it.
No, that's not true. You can still give it. You just don't get it. If it's on you and you can...
you can still get
it. Yeah, exactly. Your body fights it. But I mean, I'm assuming that you can still spread it if you touch something that has it, or whatever it is. You know,
okay, we need to confirm that because I don't want to assume that and say that and then.
But they're saying we're not medical professionals.
No. But, I mean, think about it. If you got a flu shot, you're not going to just go, okay, footloose and fancy free, and touch your nose and your eyes and all that simply because you got a flu shot, right?
Okay.
I'm just saying, you can still...
We'll have to consult a doctor on it.
I think you can still be a host. And aren't we all good hosts? That's what you have to be careful
totally.
Of. Totally. You know?
They say mask could be a thing.
The COVID hostess with the mostest.
That we stick with for some time. All right. Welcome to it, guys.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your first Hollywood Outsider.
Also coming up next, we're going to answer and get to some of your questions from our Facebook Live the other day. You know you can join us anytime, 877-310-4MSJ, or you can hit us up online.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Okay, from our Facebook page, I went Facebook Live the other day.
You did.
Just sort of
did. Oh, yeah, I see I got a mention right at the end there, huh?
Did you?
About my social awkwardness.
Oh, just to listen the next day about your social awkwardness.
I know.
Okay, you got a lot of mentions. I told the story of Keep the Wow. And Keep the Wow.
That involves me?
Sort of.
Oh.
Keep the Wow came to my brain and heart as my own personal motto when I had to travel and away to represent us, Murphy, Sam, and Jody, on stage one day when you guys were back here because your father had died and I couldn't go to the funeral because I had to work.
I remember that.
So that's where Keep the Wow came from? Wow, Sam's dad died, and I'm here at Disney.
No, go back and you know this story. Don't do that. And just because it was in Orlando doesn't mean it was Disney.
Where was it?
It was on a property.
Yeah.
At Disney.
That's not what Keep the Wow was about. No, it's about self-confidence, about you did something, it went well, keep that because you sometimes need a little boost of confidence. Hundreds of people in a ballroom, and I opened up the program.
With some Hollywood celebrities, too.
Yeah, and by myself. Yes. It was supposed to be like us, and ended up being me, and I was proud of how I handled it. So I remember telling myself, keep that experience with you. You need it.
I love
keep
that.
Keep the Wow.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, my dad's funeral was supposed to be us, too, but it wound up being me.
And Murphy. You had Murphy there.
I know.
I was there. We managed it as a team, right?
I just kid.
Anyhow, I just want to say from the Facebook Live, I told that story, and thank you for that. Jill says, keep the Wow. I've got to start using that in my life. So, yay, do it. It's for you. It's for self-confidence. You can just keep it in your brain. Becky says, Wow is Mom upside down.
That's right.
True. I love that.
I think you need to make some Keep the Mom t-shirts.
Maybe. But yeah, Keep the Wow t-shirts are available on our website. Carol says, going to keep the Wow while I fight breast cancer. Yeah, you are.
Wow.
Yes, you are. See?
Yep.
It just comes to mind. Wow.
And Sam, just for the record, Jody and I did a coin toss that day that your father died, and I lost. So
she went
to Disney.
I'm just kidding.
Coming up next,
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
I'll let you know what to expect from the Academy Awards this Sunday night. Because guess what? The Academy Awards are this Sunday night.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
The Academy Awards are this weekend on Sunday night. That snuck up on you, did it?
When are the Oscars?
Go stop. That's Sunday night on ABC. It's going to be very different. We know that, not just because of the pandemic, but because they're doing it in two. It's kind of wrap up award season
for
the movies and TV, I guess.
Isn't it supposed to be some kind of movie or something?
Right. One of the producers this year is Steven Soderbergh. And they're going to give you a sort of, they say, a movie experience while watching it instead of an award show experience.
It's time to retool it, don't you think?
Totally do. So part of it's going to be filmed at like Union Station and in L.A. And the rest of the show elements will take place in the Dolby Theater in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Some big things could come out of it this time. They're saying the first Muslim man could win Best Actor. The oldest actor to ever win could win. Anthony Hopkins being nominated. We could have our first female Best Director winner this year, finally.
Okay.
The movie
I didn't realize there hadn't been any of those first already.
I know. Right. There's a 90-minute pre-show special. I'm thinking that's how they kind of make it longer.
I think and you're not going to see the five songs that are nominated during the Oscars. I think that's going to be in the pre-show. They're pushing that all to the pre-show this year.
Which is another way to kind of condense it down, and they've pre-recorded all of that. So if you love it and you kind of want to know what's up, maybe you've been out of the loop because of COVID-19, the Academy Awards this Sunday on ABC.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
What Americans say we're going to miss the most coming out of the pandemic.
Guys, you don't have to come up with one, but if you can, I want one from each of you as something that you'll miss coming out of pandemic life.
No traffic.
Nice. Good one.
It's true.
It's like Family Feud.
I don't know where you've been driving.
That would be the top in the country.
Right. No traffic.
Well, yeah, we've dealt with
less traffic.
Last year, there was less traffic.
Yeah,
not now.
Yeah.
We're coming out of it now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. It took Murphy like 25 minutes to get from one point to the next just the other day.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. Back in action.
You got one. Do you have one that comes to mind that you're, if you want to wait till the end, Murphy, you can.
Yeah, I guess I need to wait. There's nothing that really jumps to mind right now.
Right, okay.
Stimulus checks.
We're all excited to be coming out of the pandemic, but they say that Americans reportedly are going to miss the extra family time. That's kind of nice. It's kind of
some
sweet.
Americans. Others will be like, thank God.
Other stuff on the list is being able to, like, the excuse to not see people. Like, no, Aunt so-and-so or uncle, I can't, you know, COVID.
That's funny.
That was a good built-in one there.
But, you know, being around family is going to be dependent on what kind of job you had. If you're a first responder,
that's right.
In the medical community,
totally.
You probably didn't get the extra time. And there are some jobs that actually got busier during the pandemic.
Completely. You need a more normalcy for you.
Although, I mean, I wonder how many people are going to be glad that they don't have to remodel their living room because they're working in the same room with their kids who are at home or that sort of thing. You know what I mean? Putting up walls.
Another thing that Americans say they'll miss is working out whenever they want at home, even during work times. And I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you used to drive to an office every day and you've been working from home, you could work out and do yoga at 3 p.m. if you wanted to.
Yeah.
As long as you'd finish your daily work.
I do bet a lot of Americans are like, man, I could work at home. That was so nice.
My Uncle Terry said those words to me. He used to go to the coffee shop all the time, like every other day, and visit with his friends and all that. And he says, you know, I've learned I don't have to go as much because my friends can come to me and visit me on the porch distanced.
Yeah.
And he did that a lot. I thought that was kind of cool.
And that probably varies by person too, because I know at the beginning of the pandemic, remember, I was having to work from home because we weren't sure of diabetes and all that and the pandemic, blah, blah, blah. It was very difficult for me to be there all day long, multiple days.
Right.
You start to go stir crazy. It's like there's no change of scenery. And so I'm sure there are a lot of people that experience that same thing, too.
Yeah, stir craziness.
Yeah.
Coming up next.
Everybody sit up straight in your chairs. It's time for a little music education and the passing of a... Murphy, you may be familiar with Jim Steinman. He passed away this week at the age of 73.
He wrote...
You know him?
Well, he was the music opera guy. He wrote most of those kind of those very melodramatic songs, right, Sam?
Yeah, he and Meatloaf. You know how Meatloaf style.
Okay, I got it.
How everything was dramatic. He wrote 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad.
I want you.
Right.
I mean, basically, he wrote everything Meatloaf sang.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he was dramatic.
Speaking
was
of lyrics, dramatic. Like the podcast yesterday, Paradise by the Dashboard Lights.
Yes.
Man, that is a story.
It is.
I don't know
it's
that song. Where I'm not that song predates me, guys.
But it also
I'm a little younger than you. Remember?
Well, at your time, I think late 70s. But you know the that's one of those
to
two.
In my house.
It's I have to be in the right mindset because it's a little too melodramatic for me. It gets little bit. You know, it's like okay.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, Jim Steinman, everything he wrote kind of sounded like that. I didn't realize he wrote for other people though until I started reading about him passing away.
Right.
He wrote a song for Meatloaf. But the record company said, nah, we don't want Meat recording that one, so he gave it to Air Supply.
Now this song.
Talk about drama and melodramatic.
Was it a little kid in my house, cleaning house,
now
crying?
That now that I hear that, you're right, that does sound a lot like him.
All right, there was another song he wrote, and Meatloaf wanted it. And he said, no, it needs to be a female to sing it, so I'm going to give it to Celine Dion. He was lost long ago,
And I actually remember them saying that this was...
He had a formula.
Is there enough drama in you now?
He's like Steven Spielberg. Spielberg's movies are all dramatic.
But wait, there's more. He wrote a song for Bonnie Tyler.
Of course. I was going to throw this one in the ring.
Yeah. Any song that has a bridge in the middle with explosions like that. Yeah, right.
Well, that's okay. I mean, music can be dramatic, too.
No doubt. I mean, he was talented. And it always blows me away when somebody has a very specific sound like that.
Right.
It's uniquely theirs. It's nobody's duplicate.
That's what came out of him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for the
lesson.
And
now he's dead.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it was a very dramatic funeral.
Yeah, his music lives on.
I knew it.
Coming up, we'll tell you what Netflix plans to do about you sharing your account passwords.
Hmm. If you miss anything, not a problem. Catch it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast. It goes up, uploaded every single day, and you'll get another episode of Murphy, Sam & Jody after the show.
Chances are, if you watch streaming services and you have subscriptions to streaming services, you might share your passwords and share with friends and have them shared with you. Sam, do you? Have you? Have you ever? Okay, I figured.
I do it every day.
Oh, cool.
Well, I mean,
I've
given my password to the kids.
Oh, nice.
So if they're at their mom's house, they have their iPads or whatever.
We do know people, and I won't say names, but we have friends that they'll sign up for two subscriptions, and then their best friends will sign up for two others, and they'll all share.
Yeah.
Okay? And this,
I'd be willing to put money down on this right now.
About what?
But Mr. Safety has no part of that.
No, Murphy will not share. In fact, our friend David, a long time ago, was like, hey, I want to watch this. Can I get your password and watch it? I'll let you watch my HBO or whatever. And I was like, I really want to. More than anything, you know I want to say yes, but Murphy will lose his mind if I share a password with you.
Well, the reason for that is because
Mr. Safety.
At some point, they're going to, they're going to max out. Have you ever logged into your Google and seen that it knows where else you're logged in?
Yeah.
That's the same kind of technology. And look, these are not free services. Their business is trying to make money.
I know.
And so eventually, if they want to restrict you to one login, that's their right.
It's also just your nature to not, like that.
My thing is, it's about artistry, okay? If an artist doesn't get compensated for their work and what they do, and the only way they get compensated is if you give them money for that, right?
It's true.
It's kind of like stealing music. That, to me, if you love an artist and you love music, you wouldn't do that to the artist.
That's right. Yeah. How do you feel about yourself now, Sam?
I'm just
Mr.
saying.
Mr. Password
Sharer. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying for me.
I just give it to the kids.
As somebody who understands that these are people who make their living by making royalties.
Totally. Okay. It's also Murphy doesn't share passwords. But Netflix, the CEO, has said they're looking at hardcore stopping password sharing. He says he's not going to do it in a way that makes his subscribers feel like turning the screws on them, but it's going to be a method, he says, that makes sense to people. They have to do it. He also responded, and this is clever, Management 101, Murphy. He says, they're also spending $7 billion to make the content better. It's going to be worth it for you to have your own subscription. And I think every other service is also doing the same. They're just not talking about it.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, though, why Murphy owes the entire construction crew here an apology.
I'm going to tell you the wonderful inside story about how Murphy has delayed the construction project here by a couple of weeks.
Did not mean to.
Actually, not by a couple of weeks. It's just a small, minor key issue that delayed us about
but
a day.
Feels so bad about it.
I feel awful about it. And you know why? This is one of the biggest mistakes. Well, it's not one of the biggest mistakes I've ever made.
Lord, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, forgive yourself.
Now, here's the lesson learned in it, okay? This is what happens when you start moving too fast and you're trying to do too many things at one time. And so well, that too. So I'm on a Microsoft Teams meeting, and somebody needs the key, the master key to the building here, so that they can rekey the locks. And they're adding some new locks,
right?
And I'm like, okay, not a problem. And I'm sitting
I've got
my earbuds in. I'm doing this, that, and the other. And I reach down into my pocket. I pull my keys out. I pull the key off the ring, and I hand it to him. And everything gets rekeyed. The new master keys get handed to everybody. And but for some reason, a couple of people in the building can't get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so lo and behold, it turns out I did not give the master key to the building. It's a key that looks like the key that opens up every door in the building.
What's it actually a key to?
It's a personal key.
Something at home.
It was something at home. And I'm thinking, oh, this is the workshop cabinet key. It wasn't. Every doorknob in this building has been rekeyed to the same key that opens the front door of our house.
So when I get home, it's like everybody going to be from work at our house?
Everybody at work has a key to your house now.
Oh, my God. So, I didn't know it was the front door. Yeah.
You want to give out the security code while you're at it?
How many keys? 10?
Yeah, there's about 10 keys.
They've
okay.
Not everybody has an office now because of this wide, you know, this open collaborative area that we're in.
Yeah,
so
right.
it's not as many as it would have been in the
collaborative
past.
Collaborative workspace area.
So he's only got to rekey about 5 locks and not 20 like we used to have.
Did you give him the right one this time?
Yes.
Do we have a bunch of extra keys now? Did he give you back?
Oh, that's right.
I didn't even
there's a little benefit.
For the pet sitter, for Taylor, for Phoebes, for you, for me, an extra one, my mother.
I'll keep one.
You are so right. Okay.
I am. You got to go to him now. Sam, I guess you can have one.
Sam's here again.
By the way, I did get something for the locksmith.
What?
Just a little gift card because I feel badly. You know
what
I mean?
The correct gift card.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
I believe it was last week when Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod broke up after 4 years of being engaged and being...
You mean for the second time? Because they broke up like 2 weeks earlier.
But then they released that joint statement last week. So now we're getting down to the thick of it. Somebody close to the family is saying, and this is from, according to People magazine, she's graced that cover many times. I don't know if he has, that she is ultimately...
Had to get that in, didn't you?
Sorry. She was ultimately the one who wanted out. She's been miserable.
But
they
why?
Does
it have anything to do with the rumors of him
cheating?
Yes,
yes. They say ultimately she broke up with him because she felt like she couldn't trust him. It's the rumors. Whether she, you know, believes anything ever happened or not, she just couldn't trust him. And another thing that's true about her, for her, it's difficult to keep the spark when you're every day in lockdown. Another thing is that they were in lockdown together mostly because of the pandemic, and that's just not how she rolls. You know, her romance needs to be fast, and I'll see you once or twice a week.
Well, that's not his fault, though.
That's not his fault, though. Look! He knew what he was getting into. He should be thanking his lucky stars, right? They had a nice love. In fact, the other part of this is that they're both sad that it's not their businesses that they shared, but the kids.
Yeah.
Their kids are all best friends, and they hope to keep that.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
I want to hear from you at 877-310-4MSJ.
Yes, that advice for the graduating class of 2021 keeps coming in. Tiffany, we're coming to you next. We really enjoyed hearing from you all this week. For the class of 2021, your best one-line advice, because everybody has a different perspective, therefore a different piece of advice. So 877-310-4MSJ.
Who's this?
I'm Tiffany.
Hey.
I'm a teacher in Texas.
Okay.
And I'm calling. First of all, I want you to know that you make my morning so great. Like, I actually look forward to the drive because I can't wait to listen to you all.
Thank you for that.
I wanted you all to know.
Thank you.
It's so true. You should use that, by the way, Murphy, like when you go to your big meetings. That's another way to market it. You improve workers' attendance because
awesome.
I look forward to going every day so I can listen to you. But I do have, I really do. It's the truth.
Thank you.
I have some advice. I was trying to think about, you know, because I teach seniors.
Yes.
And I always have all kinds of advice for seniors, you know, as they're graduating. But really, I think what it comes down to for me is to always keep your commitments. And by that, I mean, like, if you tell someone you're going to go to their party, don't make an excuse and not go.
Right.
If you tell someone that you're going to show up at a certain time, show up on time. And, you know, like, if you tell somebody that you're going to help them do something on the weekend, but then you get tired and you don't want to do it, you know, you should keep those commitments. And if you live your life that way, where you're keeping your commitments, you'll see that it comes back to you.
Yes.
Right. And so that's my piece of advice.
It kind of encompasses everything.
Talks, you know.
Well, no, it kind of covers everything, I mean, because it becomes your reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you do what you say you're going to do.
I understand that sometimes emergencies happen and whatever, but you don't want to be that person that's always late, or that person that's never showing up to the party, or, you know, that person that always makes an excuse. I just think that if you're the kind of person that people can count on and you keep your commitments, you're going to live a great life.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Good advice.
Yes. Perfect.
Thank you. And I love you all.
Thank you, Tiffany. We appreciate the call.
We love you too. 877-310-4MSJ to join the conversation.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, it's Earth Day.
Yes.
Our planet's very own holiday begins today. And there's this whole summit for today and tomorrow, a global virtual climate summit that the Biden administration has taken part in with 40 other world leaders.
Yep.
You can catch some of it if you want to.
There's a concert today, too, at noon on Facebook Watch.
Yeah, if you want to see what's going on, what you can do differently this year, because it's different. EarthDay.org. You know that one. Number two, Americans, and we know this, ready to travel. I almost said party.
I thought I was like,
ready to travel, ready to have a legit summer vacation. Money is being spent. You know, things are being reserved. A lot of people are happy to get on a plane, and the airlines are saying, yep, people are back. But most of us Americans will get in the car and do a road trip this time. I mean, also with that news of travel getting back, the State Department did add about 100 countries to its do not travel advisory list. I mean, places you, Canada, Spain, the Bahamas, it's a level four.
I think it's 80% of the countries.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot. So, you know, maybe stay home and take a little road trip, do a little Clark Griswold. Number three, Whole Foods is testing payment with the palm of your hand at one of their stores.
Wow.
It's biometric technology. Your hand is attached to a credit card, so you have to touch anything. You don't have to give the payment to a cashier. You know, it's safer that way.
Touch anything.
You
don't have to touch. So you just put your hand.
Yeah, you don't touch it. It just scans your hand, like hover over it. Scan your hand. Could be the way we pay in the future.
Three things to know today.
Coming up, we'd love to hear from you, 877-310-4MSJ. And apparently, Dennis has the best way to get bugs to stay away from you that has nothing to do with bug spray. So shout out, and that's on the way. You can listen when it's convenient for you. If this is a busy time of the day, we'll listen to the whole show later or the After the Show podcast. You get those every day when you subscribe, wherever you listen to podcasts, and it's free.
And we love it when you're here in the moment, though. That's fun,
totally.
Too.
Totally. 877-310-4MSJ to join us.
What's going on, Dennis?
Hey, good morning. I just heard you guys talking about the bug spray. One of the things you may want to try is using a dryer sheet rather than the bug spray. Wipe it on your arms and your neck. That will keep the bugs away.
And it'll keep...
Just leave it tucked in the back of your shirt.
Okay.
And you'll smell springtime fresh.
And nobody will be clinging to me. It really works, though?
Well, I can't guarantee that.
It really works, though, huh?
It does work. I've used it camping and I don't like using the bug spray. I don't like the way it smells, but this works really well.
Thank you for this. I will totally do this. You know what I use dryer sheets for other than the dryer? If you put it in your car underneath your seat, the driver and passenger, your car smells like you just had it cleaned.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to try that one.
All right. Well, thank you for this. Dennis, you call us anytime. Yeah. I mean it.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Love a good life hack.
Now that you're saying that, you know, when you think about it, in the car, we don't ever have bug problems either. Probably because you're keeping them under the seat.
Also because the car's not a
convertible.
Oh,
that's right. The windows
either.
Are closed. Okay. Right.
Yeah, I mean, you had a rat chew its way through one time. But
not my car. His car.
Yeah,
that was car.
You mean Phoebe's car.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's now Phoebe's. What did you leave in the car that you had droppings?
Oh,
it was me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, thanks.
I left popcorn.
Yeah. It took a minute. At least it didn't sound like I was blaming you. Yeah.
You know what else you can do with dryer sheets, too? You throw them in drawers.
Yeah.
You know, so your shirts and underwear.
It's fresheners. I wonder what chemical it is that's in it that keeps the bugs away, though. Is that why skin so soft or whatever also works? You know,
if I could find skin so soft.
It's a certain perfumey chemical that repels them, maybe?
I don't know. It doesn't matter to me because it smells April fresh as opposed to that stuff I put on the other night, which is why he called, that I could not get. I took two showers and I'm like, does this still smell like bug spray? Because I can't deal.
You said if you could find skin so soft, isn't that Avon?
It is, but I've had trouble.
That's how you find it.
I've had trouble finding it.
Uh-oh.
Well, there's knockoff store brands, too, that you can get.
So I know. All right.
Skin somewhat soft.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dennis. 877-310-4MSJ.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood outsider, but next Sam has music news.
Looks like Adele has a new boyfriend.
Yay. Okay.
Murphy, Sam, and Jody. There's music news.
Oh, sorry there, lady. There's some reports that Adele now has a new boyfriend.
Well, good for her. You
and
know what?
What?
I want to know. Do tell.
Apparently, it's a childhood friend.
Oh, that's good.
That's kind of nice.
Now, they apparently, she and her friends, this guy included, went out recently, you know, went to the pub, hanging out, and they both apparently had a few to drink, realized they had feelings for each other, and progressed quickly.
Wow.
That's the basics that they have on it, but supposedly it's a childhood friend.
Man.
You know, and when you're a superstar like that, you probably have to cut through the... Anybody who's starstruck, you know what I mean? At least a childhood friend is somebody that knew her before she was Adele the singer.
Exactly. I was going to say that. And I was also going to say, man, talk about cutting through it, have a few drinks, and then everything gets loose, and you're like, okay.
Next thing you know, you're dating Adele. What happened?
Good for her. She needs some happiness.
Today, you know, is Earth Day, and there's a special thing on Facebook. Facebook Watch's Earth Day special. Bill Nye, the Science Guy, is the host today. Whole bunch of artists performing. Justin Bieber. Don't you give up,
nice.
Also, Adele Dazeem will be performing.
Idina Menzel.
Her. Idina Menzel. Zac Efron's going to be there. It's popping up at noon today.
Wait. Zac Efron's going to be there.
Yeah. Well, a bunch of artists performing, and then a bunch of actors that'll probably like.
Although,
Earth is important to us because.
Although he can sing. Bet on it.
Oh, that's right.
And, shout out Zach.
Did he sing in that? Was that really him singing?
Are you kidding? It was the biggest musical of all time.
Well, was it really him?
I didn't know it was Zac Efron
it was
actually
really
singing.
He can sing. Got news for you. He can do anything.
You sure that was him singing?
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, many times as I've seen High School Musical, I mean, so I've heard. You know, I wasn't sure if he...
he can really sing. Deal with it.
And Charlie and Dixie, the TikTok girls, will be on there.
Oh, cute.
Oh, cool. Okay.
The Boy George biopic has now got a thumbs up.
And is it Sophie Turner playing Boy George?
No, we don't know who's going to play anybody yet. Karma Chameleon is the name of it, the working name of it. Mm-hmm. And Boy George himself said there's a rumor that Keanu Reeves is going to pop up in the movie.
Well, Keanu pops up in a lot.
Yeah, I think he's just like making that up. But anyway, it's in the works. It's going to shoot this summer, so hopefully by next year we'll have it.
Nice.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Remember last year when
pandemic hit? Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars fans were super upset, a lot of them were, that Tom Bergeron was let go, right? And then Tyra Banks came on with her own style.
Yeah.
And that, you know... I don't think she's had the approval ratings that he has had. Certainly not with that initial fan base. Well, Tom Bergeron, also, they let go of Erin Andrews.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. She was my favorite thing that ever happened to that show. I love her, but I love her on the sidelines, too. So anyway, Tom Bergeron posted to Instagram this week. Are you ready? It said he posted, "Stay tuned," along with a picture of the Godfather with the line, "Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in," which is the Godfather line, which makes you think, oh, is ABC calling and they want a little Tom back, a lot of Tom back? We'll see. That's what it seems like, because that's been his gig for 10 years.
Well, yeah, and his people are comfortable with him.
Also have some Hillary Duff news. All of her fans have wanted a Lizzie McGuire reboot for so long. And it's never gone anywhere. And she even let everybody know last year it's not going to happen. Well, she is going to be doing something with Hulu, a new series, 10 episodes called How I Met Your Father. It's a spinoff of How I Met Your Mother.
Ah, okay.
She's going to star in and executive produce. So, Murphy, you made this little mistake yesterday with the construction team here redoing all of our stuff.
Yes, and I'm glad you're bringing it back up again.
No, I'm bringing it back up because I'm actually excited that you made this mistake with the keys. Tell everybody the mistake so I can tell you why I'm excited.
Okay, so if you didn't hear earlier, basically what happened is I was on a Microsoft Teams meeting, you know, a video conference, and the lead of the construction team walked in, needed the key so that he could
They're
re-key.
Called foreman.
So he walked in, Zach walked in, needed the key to rekey all the locks. Reached in my pocket, handed him the key. I hand him the wrong key. Everything in the building gets rekeyed to this wrong key, which turns out to be the front door to me and Jody's house. There you go.
So
it sounds better every time I say it.
I'm excited to have all these extra keys to our house now. Totally.
Oh, that's what you think? I don't know.
I'm
going to
take them home.
Like, technically, they belong to the company.
Well, then I'll buy them.
Yeah.
I'll give me the receipt from the hardware store and I'll pay for them. And now we have all these extra keys to the house, which I think is kind of cool. You know what I mean? I've always been saying we need to get some keys made. Now we do.
But I mean, we've already got, you know, the person that comes helps us with the dogs from time to time. She has a key.
Yeah. Well, it's still okay to have extras. And I want to say this.
Yeah.
Did this happen because you're moving too fast, because you were on a Teams call, or because
stupid?
No, it's a mistake. Or because you have so many keys. Murphy's that person.
Oh, really?
Murphy is that person who has so many keys. And I'm always like, how many lives are you living that you have this many keys? But he does.
I do have a lot of keys. Yes, that is correct.
Do you know what all of them are?
If you picked up your keychain.
It's at my desk right now. Okay. But so here's the thing. The believe it or not, the key to the door of the building and our house key are the same style key. So they look identical. Mm. And so that as I reached into my pocket by feel and handed it, I didn't look closely enough. And,
It's just a simple little mistake.
Yes.
Anyway, if you picked up your keychain right now and looked at every key, this is a test for anybody carrying around too many keys. If you don't use the key that's on there on the daily, you're wrong. You're weighing yourself down.
I love have you ever noticed that, you know, when Jody notes things about me like this, it always comes back to my excess.
I'm sorry. I don't think you're excessive.
You're probably right.
Worry.
I do have too many.
Yeah, you don't carry two purses.
One is a tote bag.
Wait, you carry two purses?
Jody, you had mentioned in The Outsider that Ted Lasso Season 2, we now have a kickoff date of July 23rd.
I know.
I always figured the tea was just going to taste like hot brown water. And you know what? I was right. Yeah, it's horrible. No, thank you.
Welcome to England.
Jason Sudeikis, you love that show, don't you?
Yeah, and it's just, it's quirky, it's funny.
Where does it land?
Apple TV.
Yeah, that's why.
Why do we don't have
HBO,
Apple TV?
We're Netflix.
Hey, you need a password?
Sam will share his password with us, Murphy.
Murphy
we're
doesn't
family.
Do that kind of
oh,
thing.
That's right.
Well, I mean, I might lock Sam out of his Apple TV if I do that.
Truth bomb. Okay,
it's just one of those happy, quirky shows. You know, like, did you ever watch Scrubs?
Yeah, I like
it's
Scrubs.
It's funny, quirky, and
nice.
You know, it's
well,
not
I like Jason Sudeikis.
I just don't know if it's for you, Jody. Maybe
I'll try it. We'll see. You know me.
And Jason Sudeikis won all the awards for it.
I know. That's why it's getting so much buzz.
Yeah.
And your fandom.
And then his wife left him. So
for Harry Styles, though.
I mean, anyway. So anyway,
give her a break.
July 23rd.